Radio Tonic.
Tonic.
Hello?
Please say your access number. Alternatively, say just your first and last names.
Janita.
Janita?
As in J-A-N-I-T-A. Janita.
Please hold while your call is transferred to the next available consultant.
She was always very, very quiet, you know, always well-behaved, was never a problem ever. But her speech was very hard to understand. In the end, she basically gave up speaking because you kept asking her to repeat what she said. It was just so hard to understand. So she just sort of went into a little shell and wouldn't talk much at all. But by preschool, I found that she was sort of, you'd really noticed it. She'd be getting ready for preschool or whatever, and she might be watching something on TV and you'd say, come on, it's time to go. And you'd have to go and tap her on the shoulder. And I thought it was a little strange. And several doctors later, I finally found a doctor and said, look, what are we going to do? I said, she can't go to school the way she is.
We know your time is valuable and we will be with you in less than 2 minutes.
It was discovered around the age of 5 that I had very severe gluia.
Gluia, it's a great deal of fluid that's built up inside the ear. It might be built up in the ear or on the eardrum.
So at that point before the operation, I had zero hearing from my left ear and very, very little. So I guess you would describe it as almost like a muted sound, like maybe a slight murmur from my right ear, but not much.
After they worked out the problem, Janita had an operation that restored her hearing. Suddenly, her world was a very different place.
We apologise for the extended delay.
I was very, not scared of the world, but just very curious about everything because up until that point, like, you know, you obviously were very visually observant. So, you know, you observed everything and you noticed everything and you knew exactly how everything worked by looking at it. But this whole concept of sound was like, ah, now all these things that I've been looking at have sounds and they make noise. And, like, I guess, you know, it's almost like that culture shock experience. Like, you know, I've seen this whole world, I've, like, noticed it and, you know, I kind of, like, visually know how it works, but I have no idea what these people are saying.
Yeah, I don't know how I communicated. The whole concept of having to communicate to others was a bit strange. I think people got frustrated with me initially trying to think of, oh, what is it that I actually feel and now how do I actually say it? It's such a long, slow, tedious process. Like, that's really hard. No normal person has the patience.
Just a moment, please.
To deal with that?
The operation happened just in time for Janita to start primary school, but she'd already missed out on a lot.
There was so much catching up I had to do and, you know, all the other children at the school, like in grade one, were already so prepared and streets ahead of me in terms of learning. So I really struggled through, you know, the first probably half of grade one. And my teacher approached my parents at that point and she had been teaching many, many, many years. So when I say she confronted my parents, like, she had really tried so hard to help me that entire time because she had a gift. So, you know, she was able to cater to all needs. And she got to the point where she realised there was a really huge problem. So she called my parents into the school and said to them,
yeah, I've tried and I've persevered with Janita and just everything that we're doing in the classroom, she hasn't been able to grasp the basic concepts.
I really think, yeah, I need to recommend at this point that, you know, maybe you consider remedial classes, maybe you consider some sort of special education or something like that, but really she can't go on to grade two where she is at the moment.
Kerry, Rebecca Oz, Russell Bendel.
Then I remembered I had these old Queensland readers, beginning reader books that we used to have when I was little. I thought, oh, well, I'll drag one of those out and work with her with that. This is the introductory one. Here is Dick. Here is Nip. Here is Dora. Here is Fluff. Here is Nip. Nip is a dog. I see Nip. I see a dog. Here is Dick. Run, Dick, run. Nip is a dog. If you watch
us wrong. Janita's mum Janelle took her home from school and gave her this book. Janita sat on the end of her bed and tried to read it, non-stop, all weekend.
Yeah, I always remembered that I thought, yeah, maybe my mom somehow miraculously taught me how to read, but apparently I actually sat there and persevered with it myself, and she'd try and drag me away and say, just take a break, because it was getting so frustrating and so overwhelming that, yeah, I would be crying because I was so frustrated, but still through the tears, like trying to sound out.
Here is Nip. Here is Dora. Here is Fluff. Here is Nip. Nip is a dog.
Know your time is valuable.
In a painful way, each and every word. And she would try and tell me to take a break. And I would say, no, I just need to finish this page, Mum. And then, you know, you'd burst into tears again. And, yeah, it, for her, it must have been horrible. Practice and practice. Practice and practice and practice.
Here is Dora. Here is Fluff. Chinese fire drill. Here is Nip. Nip is a dog. It just went on for hour after hour after hour, and she just would not give up until she'd finished. So it was quite incredible to watch her. By the end of the weekend, she actually could read the entire book. Took the book to class on Monday and read it to the teacher. It was just really exciting. The teacher was absolutely amazed. And, you know, she was just so stunned that she could make such progress with it, you know, in a couple of days.
She physically couldn't believe it was possible. The Friday, I don't think she could have ever dreamed or expected that the following Monday I would come to school and be able to, you know, read something. I guess that was the first step. Like, that had to be achieved first before anything else could follow.
Your call may be recorded for training purposes.
At that moment, even though, yeah, I was only, 6 years old, obviously there was a determination inside me already to get myself to that point to overcome that limitation. But I had proven to myself on some level, like, yeah, I really believed that I could just keep going and I could achieve anything if I had the patience and the determination to actually practice and practice and practice and practice.
After that first milestone, there was still a really long way to go. Janelle enrolled Janita in speech and drama classes. Not long after that, she was reading poetry in public from memory, even with an English accent.
If the darling should die, St. Peter would not recognise him.
By high school, Janita was doing public speaking and debating. Most people that meet her now would have no idea how many hours it took her to perfect her speaking and reading skills. Today in her job, she knows better than most the difference between hearing and listening.
Hi, this is Janita. How can I help you? Yes, we can have a look. Do you have the
call centre gives you the opportunity to talk to a whole range of different people, and customers will often call in and they'll say, oh, Joey, you must hate working in a call centre, like having to deal with difficult customers all the time. They must complain. They must be obnoxious. I've come to realise that it's just them experiencing frustration, and I really look at other people as in they're just communicating the only way they know how. And I think I can break through and understand that because I remember how difficult it was to express myself when I had difficulty and I was expressing myself the only way I knew how.
Life on Hold was produced by Kylie Nason with sound by Timothy Nicastri. I'm Sherry DeLeese. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radiotonic podcast.